What is up, beautiful people? Kirby Hossman here, trying to deliver you just a little bit more marketing joy. And I'm super excited for today's episode because I'm going to tackle some questions that I've gotten from the audience, from the pieces of content I've already created. And then I've combined that with some of the speaking engagements I've done this year. And I've put together some questions that I want to offer you, kind of answers to those questions, and hopefully they'll provide you some value. Now, if you are getting some value from these DMJ one-on-ones, please feel free to subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you really love it, please feel free to rate the podcast so that we can spread the word to more and more people. So let's dive in today with questions from listeners. And I want to start really with the idea that questions from your customers, questions from your listeners, when you're creating content, is sometimes the best resource for coming up with content. I think one of the, pushbacks or hesitations I get from people who are considering doing content marketing on a consistent basis is they're like, I'm going to run out of ideas, right? I don't know where to start. And then I'm going to run out of ideas. And I think when I meet with those people, when I'm talking to those people face to face, I really just say, look, write down the 10 questions that you get all the time and start by answering those questions. That's a good place to start your content marketing journey. And then once you've begun, keep your eyes and ears open, because you'll get, whether it's feedback or pushback or just flat out questions to like follow up questions to things that you have touched on. And those will become sources for new content, things you can clarify, things that you can expound upon. So make sure you're listening. And that's what I want to do today. So I'm going to go through a few questions that I got here recently. I did a piece called, it was 4 things to stop doing on social media in 2024. And I got a ton of positive feedback on that, but I got some real questions about this. And so I wanted to dive into a couple of those today. Question 1, I got from somebody who does a great job on social media, but they were concerned that they were being too salesy, because one of the things that I said in the previous video was stop selling all the time. I think one of those mistakes that people make is that, especially when it comes to small businesses, is they're constantly buy from me. And I think the best way to do content marketing is to, yes, occasionally you're going to ask, but a lot of value. You want to give first. You want to provide answers to questions. And so he was just saying, look, am I selling too much? And so I dug a little deeper into how often he's going for asks. So the mix that he had was about 50-50. Now, for him, it's been working. And so I think, you know, your mileage may vary on some of this advice. But one of the things I think you'll see is a 3 to 4 to 1 give ratio. So 3 gives, 3 pieces of content that provide value to every one that you ask for a sale, to 4 to 1, right? I think that's a really good place to start. Now, you know, there, as you're starting out your content journey, you might actually want to go 5 to 1 or 10 to 1, because you want to build up that trust, that integrity, kind of put in the work behind the scenes. But I think if you compare it to what TV does, so if you look at a half hour of television programming in the cable days or the old days, you know, you're getting 21 to 23 minutes of programming for every 30 minutes. So you got that 3 to 1, 4 to 1 ratio. And so I think that's a tried and true kind of ratio for give or provide value to your asks, because that other time is, of course, commercials. So for this particular person, that 50-50 range was working for him. I would say bump up a few more gives in between each ask. But, you know, obviously that's going to be individual, but I would say you want to give more than you're asking when you're talking about social media in today's economy, what I call the give first economy. So give more than you ask. Next up, what do you think? This was a question from somebody I've been working with. What do you think of using LinkedIn sales services that send messages to every new contact? So I have kind of a white hot opinion on this one. I think that those are wildly overdone. I think it's, while I love LinkedIn and I think that the organic reach, I'm spending a lot of time on there, I'm getting good value out of there. These type of services, I find, personal opinion, they're starting to ruin the platform, or they're ruining the platform in some way, because it's like you almost hesitate to make a connection because you know that the ask is immediately coming. You're like, I have a couple connections with this person. I'm going to accept their connection on LinkedIn. And then immediately into your inbox in LinkedIn, they're like, hey, you look like you do this. You should buy from us. And I think they're icky. I'm sure that they have statistics that say they work, but I can't imagine other than some short-term sales, that they're really doing any real brand building. So if you're trying to play a long-term game, if you're trying to build a brand that is building trust with your clients, your prospects, those people that you want to work with for a long time, I don't like this. I think that you should spend the time to get to know people, actually do research before you start trying to randomly cold call people through LinkedIn. So I'm not a big fan, and I'm sure they cost money. So if you're going to do this strategy, great, but do it yourself. Put in the work. Nobody said this stuff was going to be easy. Nobody reliable said this was going to be easy. So as you make those connections, you provide them a little value. And then do you want to reach out? Sure, that's fine. But this idea that a service will do this at scale and do it really, really quickly, I think that's one of those things that sounds good and it doesn't ultimately pay off. Anytime somebody says to you, oh man, this is inexpensive. You're going to work really fast and you don't have to do any work. I don't buy it at all. That's just not how life works. Next up, I got this piece from someone who's doing some content, and he said, look, I am seeing what you're doing, but I don't want you to feel like I'm copying your strategy. And so I think that's one of those internal voices that we get sometimes. I'm not worried about you copying my strategy, just like Gary Vee is not worried about me copying his. When you put out good content, you're making the internet, social media, a better place, as long as you're providing value. When it becomes a crowded market is when we're all just asking. There are a ton of different content creators, and just like people who write books are totally willing to share each other's books because you're not stealing from each other. The best content creators are sharing other content creators because they know that, you know, that level of the water raises all boats, which I'm butchering that quote. But, you know, I'm sharing Alex Hormozi and Ed Milet and Gary Vaynerchuk and Cody Sanchez. These are all people I listen to, and I look at their strategies and see how I can make it. Still has to be authentically me, but how I can make it into my own so I can provide value to my audience, because each of our audience is going to be just a little bit different. Next up, what platform should I be on and how many times I should post? Now, I've had several opportunities to speak at different conferences, and that's one of those after the segment questions I get all the time. What I would say is it depends on who you're trying to reach. One of the things I talk about all the time is trying to determine exactly who that perfect customer is. I talk about this in my book, Hit the Target, where you identify your T, that perfect customer, and then you decide, hey, what social media platform are they on? Now, I think one of the mistakes I see people make is they're like, okay, I've never been on social media. Now I'm going to be on all of the social medias. And I think that can be really overwhelming for someone who's new at it. Of course, if you are experienced to this, if you have done this a lot and you want to bounce into new platforms, I think that can make sense. But if you're just starting out, pick the platform that you believe your perfect customer is going to spend time on or spend the most time on, and the place that you can create the most value for them. And then how many times should I post? As many as you can where you're creating good quality content. I think, again, that's going to depend on each audience. But if you can, get on that platform where your perfect customer is going to be and reach them as many times as you possibly can. And final question, how long, if I dive into social media, if I dive into content marketing, how long will it take? It's one of the challenging things to answer, because for a long time, we were just getting into this. And I think now you need to be committing to 12 to 18 months in an absolute minimum. But I do think that the key here is to look at this. You've heard me talk about brand marketing versus direct marketing. And you can do direct marketing through social media where you're asking people to buy. But I think great content marketing is a lot more like brand marketing. You're showing your expertise. You're building trust with the audience. You're building brand awareness. When you build brand awareness, when organizations, bigger organizations, like create a brand marketing strategy, they don't do it for 10 minutes, right? It is a long-term, forever thing. You're constantly trying to create top-of-mind awareness for those people seeking your services. So this is not a short-term play. When you start down a content marketing strategy, yes, of course you want to see some results in a certain amount of time, but you need to understand that this is one of the best ways to build your brand in today's world, and it's a long-term play. And so you know, obviously I think you need to commit to at least a 12 month, at least an 18 month strategy. And it doesn't mean you're doing the same thing over and over again for that amount of time, but just understand that what you are doing is providing value long-term to that perfect audience, and you're going to do it in perpetuity. And then in the mix of that, you will send in the commercial, you will send in the ask, and that will make it more likely. Those people will be closer down your funnel. It'll be more likely for them to say yes. So those are the answer to, I think, five questions that I got over the last month since I've created that last piece of content on things to stop doing on social media. If you want to check that out, you can go to YouTube or any podcast area. You can find those DMJ one-on-ones and dig a little deeper on that. Look, I hope this has provided you some value. And if you have any questions for me that you'd like to see me answer in future episodes, by all means, reach out to me on social media, email me, whatever, and I'll try to answer them and provide you some extra value. In the meantime, please feel free to subscribe. Please feel free to rate the podcast wherever you are listening, and I'd really appreciate it. Hey, we'll see you next time.